This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nick Wilson, he joins us right now. Nick Wilson is real, WFNZ Charlotte. Follow him on Twitter, at Nick Wilson Says. Of course, you guys know Nick Wilson very, very well. As he's from here, he's a native son, and he has been on The Fan as part of his career. And he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nick, how the hell are you?
I'm good, although screw Cincinnati. One more person says that I should bet Skyline Chili on this Panthers-Bengals game down here, and I am going to be fist-fighting Carolinians.
Wow. What's it like? Can I just ask, what do you guys usually – I've listened to a bit of your show. How much NASCAR do you guys talk? How much Panthers will you talk today?
A lot of Panthers today. Not a lot of NASCAR. You know, it's weird. Charlotte's such a transplant town that it's kind of like NASCAR, Carolina Hurricanes, because when they're in the playoffs, maybe some MLB. Like, those are fringe topics that if I tried to do a full segment on NASCAR – I can actually hear my ratings drop if I try and do a full 15 minutes on NASCAR here.
So you have to be, Nick, you have to be responsible. I know that you grew up a Browns fan and everything. You got Browns fandom in you. So you have to kind of call it down the line down there in Charlotte. As a person who studies the Panthers, do you want to trade for Baker Mayfield first and foremost?
Oh, your boy's a Baker, bro. I have no problem saying that. You got guys...
We don't say that on this show. You know that. We don't like saying that.
Then I'm a Baker boy. Whatever we got to say, I'm a fabulous Baker boy. Whatever the nickname's got to be. Listen, I'm like the guy from Clockwork Orange. My eyes have been pinned open watching Sam Darnold suck for, was it 14 games last year? I don't know. I blacked out at some point. Guys, you could throw me Spurgeon Wynn. You could throw me Fab Lewis. You could throw me Brandon Whedon at 97 years old, and any of that is more palatable than year two of, well, can we find out what Sam Darnold is? He's a slappy. That's what he is. So, yeah, I want Baker here, Baker or Jimmy G, and I might even get a Baker jersey down here to go with my Cleveland Baker jersey.
This is the Nick Wilson Bowl, week one, mm-hmm. Browns and Panthers, man. You must have been going crazy.
It's always tough because there's, you know, anytime anything Cleveland is referenced on the station, you're the outsider. So you kind of get crap for it. But really the only thing that annoys me is if people talk smack about Cleveland being down here or the Skyline Chili thing. But I think what's interesting is I think there's a lot of people looking at Carolina and saying that Matt Rhule is doomed. He's going to get fired. The roster's not that good. Quietly, Carolina's built a decent roster here. The unfortunate thing is you can't quarterback-proof a roster. But the Panthers have done as much work to do that as possible. They are stout in the trenches, finally. They actually have depth on the defensive side of the ball. They signed Hollywood Higgins or Burbank Higgins, as he'll be known until he scores a touchdown here. Like, their real weaknesses are they don't really have good tight ends and youth. Those are the and quarterback. Those are the three weaknesses of this team. So week one, I think some Browns fans that I've seen are kind of looking at this as a layup. If they get Baker. I mean, I guess the difference between Baker versus Deshaun and Jacoby Brissett versus Sam Darnold will tell us a lot. But if they get Baker, I really think this team could be in a wild card hunt, considering that the NFC ain't great. There's like two or three teams in the NFC that are bona fide championship contenders. And then there's a bunch of schmoes. Like the Saints. The Saints lost Sean Payton and Drew Brees in the last 2 years and have lost a couple defenders, and I didn't love their draft either. Like the Eagles, okay, Jalen Hurts, whatever. Like I think a wild card spot is in reach as long as they address the quarterback position.
Nick Wilson joining us on the show, WFNZ Charlotte. So do you it's a 4.5-point spread right now. Do you think that the Panthers could beat the Browns week one? Would you bet on them to beat the Browns?
Not as currently constructed.
Okay.
I won't bet on them to beat anyone with Matt Corral or Sam Darnold at quarterback. This is as low as think of Brownsian lows when we were selling Brian Hoyer versus Brandon Whedon versus Jason Campbell. It is that low. They have reached quarterback purgatory. And I can't, I know you guys love the schedule game, but I can't predict them to win games as currently constructed because, again, you can try to quarterback-proof the roster, but the problem is the quarterback's the most important position in the NFL. You can't do it. So I would not predict them to win week one as currently constructed. Get Baker down here. Maybe Garoppolo, although his shoulder injury is going to linger into camp. And all of a sudden, I think it's going to be a real game. I think there's some real juice to Baker versus Deshaun week one.
You guys take Icky in the first round. You talked about the O-line, Nick. But then this Corral pick, I'm assuming GFR, great for radio, to take a quarterback like Matt Corral and he drops to the third round. I mean, how realistic is it that if they don't trade for Baker, that somehow, some way, Corral wins the job?
Well, this is the catch-22. I don't know what would be more concerning, that Matt Corral could easily beat out Sam Darnold. I don't know if that's a greater indictment on Sam Darnold, or if Matt Corral can't beat out Sam Darnold, if that would be a greater indictment on Matt Corral. I think they're going to give him a chance. I will continue to fall back on the idea that nobody with a brain in the NFL can subscribe to this quarterback room as an acceptable room in the NFL. You can't, unless they're just going to let Matt Rhule fall on his face, unless they just want to tank and try and get the number one pick, which the roster isn't set up to do around the quarterback position, they'll be too good to get the number one pick and too bad to get a wild card spot. But I'll tell you, I think they're going to give Matt Corral a real chance to win this job. And the cliches, I think anybody listening knows, cliches annoy me in sports. And the biggest cliche is, well, Russell Wilson started every game of his rookie year and look what happened there.
Oh,
that's the anomaly. Kirk Cousins didn't start until year four, or year three in Washington. Look at all the other great mid-round outside of Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson. Those are the anomalies. We shouldn't expect that here.
I always do this with DeShone Kizer, Nick, because everybody screamed at me. I'm like, he's not ready. You're putting him in a bad situation with a bad team. He's never going to get out from underneath this. And here we are. I don't know what DeShone Kizer's even doing now, if he's even playing the sport of football or whatever. You can't do that. You can't do. People said the same exact thing. Like, well, he's a second-round pick. He should be able to play. There are no expectations. Go, no, you're going to kill him before he's even ready. So you can't do that with a guy like Matt Corral. Go ahead, Nick.
The thing that I hate, man, is I hate that you got to find out what you have in that player. Bad organizations do that. And, you know, this organization did it with a Charlotte kid, Will Greer, when they fired Ron Rivera.
That's right.
And Will Greer admitted, I wasn't ready to go into a game. And who knows if Will Greer would have done anything in the NFL anyways. But, like, this town has a habit, and I'm saying Charlotte has a habit. They did this with Jimmy Clausen, a second-round pick, of, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing is you just spent a top 100 pick, and you didn't cultivate that asset the best way you could. But then again, I that's exactly how I see this happening if constructed things go the way they are, because Dave Tepper is not too far south of Jimmy Haslam, where Jimmy was as an owner when he got into the league, of being the guy that made the wrong decision for the right reasons.
Nick Wilson joining us on the show. For a Browns fan going to Charlotte week one, what should they do?
Oh, well, I mean, listen, as much as I don't talk NASCAR here, NASCAR Hall of Fame has to be won, but do you got to just take the Nick Wilson tour, the food tour of Charlotte? Because I'm going to hook up anybody who comes down here. We got to get you some Pinkies. We got to get you some Bossy Beulahs. We got to get you some Basante pizza. Come get 10, 15 pounds on your frame that 1 week. That's what Clevelanders need to do, because there are some good eats in this town. Huh. And I want everyone in there in a carb coma by the time the game kicks off on Sunday at 1.
That's why you go to Charlotte, the pizza.
That that Bojangles breakfast biscuit with the ham is damn good too.
Oh, Bojangles. Oh, guys, I've been dieting for like 16 months, and I'm doing well. Life's good.
You look outstanding. You look good. You look outstanding, great. Nick.
Thank you, but I'll tell you, every once in a while I draw, and there's Bo-Berry biscuits on the windows, and there's Cajun filet biscuits, and Fat Nick Wilson is just waiting to come out for any bit of Bojangles at any point on any day.
Did I read that Bojangles is coming to Cleveland?
Well, I wanted to talk about that next. Don't give away what we can sell. Nick, we thank you so much for the time.
Anytime, my guys.
The wonderful Nick Wilson. Nick Wilson says on Twitter, WFNZ Charlotte Sports Radio, WFNZ in Charlotte. 216-578-0092. People want to hate Cincinnati. Fine, we'll get to those calls coming up. And what do you do at a baseball game that just got canceled? And coming in hot, 945 on The Fan.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash in the shower, which gently cleanses and doesn't dry out your skin. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.